Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to kick off the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's just get that bad news out of the way.
All right. Well, intentions were good. Things did not work out quite as planned, though. Just before 2 a.m., a Canadian officer was grabbing a quick bite to eat at a Bedford Highway drive-thru when the driver of the car in front of them offered to pay for the order. Isn't that nice? That
like the paying sweet. It forward? Yeah. Actually, you're paying it
behind. Backwards.
Why do they call it paying it forward when you're usually paying for the person behind
well,
you?
Well, because that's not where it originated from. It paying forward, of course, came from that wonderful Kevin Spacey movie that was based right here in Las Vegas.
Aww. Was that a lot? That was Las
Vegas. That was Las Vegas.
Was it?
Yeah, go back and watch that movie now, and you're like, wow, a lot has changed. Wow, that's an old movie. But when you receive a gesture, then you pay it forward to the next person.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not designed to be just drive-thrus.
Well, that's the only place I ever participate in that.
Yeah. I see.
And then most of the time I'm like, what'd they order? No.
You have to ask first.
We're going to stop that.
The officer got out of his car to explain to the driver that they appreciated the offer, but they couldn't accept it. They observed that the driver all of a sudden was displaying some signs of impairment.
Keep in mind.
This car was in front of the cops, just wanted to pay for him. The cops got out and they're like, hey, man, thank you so much.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't accept it. There's rules. And police say that the breath test showed the driver was more than twice the legal limit. The 42-year-old has been charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle and operating a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration over the legal limit. In addition, he's been charged with driving with suspended license and operating an unregulated vehicle.
But his heart was in the right place.
Yeah, his heart was in the right place. His bloodstream was not.
No.
What I don't understand, why they don't just set up like outside of a Taco Bell or a Jack in the Box or a White Castle.
At 2 a.m., you're like, just everyone is drunk. Now, here in Las Vegas, it's not as significant as other parts of the country.
Because there's no last call.
Right, but other parts of the country, like, why don't you just post up outside of Taco Bell's drive-thru at 2:15 a.m.? You will literally meet your quota within 8 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. They come to you.
Just have a paddy wagon waiting and just fill it up.
And there you go. There's business.
And give them a cheesy gordita crunch as they get
in. Yes. This guy, though, I mean, look, I obviously understand the how serious it is to drive under the influence. But you'll hear stories sometimes of the cops being like, pull your car over right now and I'm going to take you home.
Nah, man. I feel like this. You can't get that guy past.
The only reason you even encountered him is because you got out to say thanks for the offer of free food.
Like, here's what I think.
Drive the guy home, man.
No. Here's what, here's what I think went down. The guy knew he was sloshed and knew he was drunk and panicked and thought that was the way to bribe the cops behind him to get them busy. And so
I think
he wouldn't have done that had he been sober. I think it was only because he was drunk, so thus it was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That is an interesting way to think about things, Mahoney.
So basically, he just freaked out.
Yes.
Okay.
I think your detective work may be a little off, but whatever. Either way.
How dare you? I went to detective school,
sir. No, you didn't.
I certainly did.
Oh, really? Mahoney. Which detective school?
DU. I got my BA at FU.
All right, so some good news today as well. A New Zealand fisherman was out fishing and pulled up a baby from the ocean.
A
live
like
baby. A real human live baby.
The ocean, like a real ocean.
Yeah, well.
Giant body of water.
Yeah, from the sea. A fisherman in New Zealand pulled an 18-month-old baby from the sea alive when the boy went missing from his campsite where his parents were staying. Gus Huff, who was fishing at the beach in North Island, thought he was pulling a doll from the ocean, but realized he had rescued a baby when the boy let out a little squeak.
Oh, boy.
He said he checked his lines at about 7:15 a.m. last Monday when he spotted the baby floating past. Mr. Huff said he and his wife, Sue, ran to the holiday park manager who directed them the only visitors who had a baby. The parents said that the baby, who's, again, 18 months, so this could happen, pulled up the zipper of their tent that they were all sleeping in, crawled under the flap, headed to the beach, jumped in, and somehow got snagged on this guy's line. And he safely pulled it in.
That is like
and saved the boy's
right
life.
Place at the right time kind
it's
of thing.
Unbelievable on every level. Like how this kid had not drowned before he got out far enough to get snagged by a fisherman's line. I mean,
this would be an amazing story if they didn't follow the catch and release. They're like, this one's not big enough.
Yeah, you got to put it back.
Tossed him right back.
Andrew Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave leave a message after the tone.
Hey, y'all. Name the top three websites you find yourself visiting. I'm not talking apps. I'm talking actual websites. I guess a good way to get to know someone. Not that I want to know you all. Just maybe Sylvia, but that's it.
Message deleted.
Top three. Go, Mahoney.
Google, Reddit, and probably Facebook.
Okay. Sylvia?
YouTube, Sephora, and Reddit.
Oh, I forgot Amazon. Amazon's in there.
Yeah. Gmail, Twitter, and People Magazine. PeopleMagazine.com.
Oh, what's the latest article you read?
About this lonely this lonely gal who...
she's almost a teenager.
I was going to say tall. Okay. Tall lady.
Jesus,
boy,
Sylvia.
Jesus, Sylvia.
Way to get creepy.
No.
Ian,
Dave's just,
top three for
Dave
you.
Dave wants to keep up with what's going on in the world, pop culture.
Yeah, sure. It was about Susan Sarandon and her recurring role in Ray Donovan. She's tall, right?
No.
No?
No, she's not that tall.
My story is falling apart.
What about you, Ian?
Adult website, and then maybe Huffington Post.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any particular adult websites?
The popular ones. I like X-Videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is it?
Why is this new freeway the worst freeway I've ever driven on? It's brand new. It's like bumpy. The interchanges between the ground freeway and the bridges. It's just the worst. And we just, like, they just opened it. I hope they're not done with it. Like, seriously. And we still have traffic.
Message deleted.
I don't know which freeway that you're talking about specifically.
But that could be any freeway,
that seems,
USA.
Yeah, that seems about right. It never really seems done. Like, the road construction is ongoing all of the time. And in some cases, there is a particular stretch of road. Like, if you were spending time driving around L.A., the 405 has been under construction, and like the same stretch of 405 for like 20 years.
Same thing.
What are you doing?
Anywhere you've been. Like, the highway I grew up in St. Louis, Highway 70, has been under construction for my entire life.
Like, when are y'all going to wrap that up? Like,
never.
What was the timeline for this originally? Was somebody like, 3 years tops? And they're like, well, whoops.
And also, does road construction ever relieve traffic? No.
No.
It doesn't. Because by the time that, like, we've completed the road construction, the estimates are always off. There's, you know, 10 million more people on the road than they had planned for originally.
Yeah.
So, I think death, taxes, and traffic are the three things that, you know, you can't get away from.
You can count on those.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My girlfriend is an EMT, and man, are those workplace accidents gross. She was transporting a dead body once, and she said the thing was farting the entire way in the ambulance.
Jesus,
message
man.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That's kind of my dream. That's sort of the way I want to go out. Like, if I'm going to go.
Farting in an ambulance?
And I'm just, no, I mean, if I'm going to go, I just want to get one last.
Like.
Yeah. I pull my finger.
And then your finger comes off.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
With the advent of Amazon becoming so big and so widely used, do you think it's going to become a more normal thing, Mahoney, for big box stores to just permanently close down?
Yeah, I do. I think that, you know, they're kind of inefficient. You know, I think you're going to see more specifically tailored stores that are out there, but the ones that have everything for everyone, we've seen those fail time and time again. Kmart's on its last leg. Sears, I am shocked, is still open this point.
Yeah. Its head is barely above water.
I think Target and Walmart are the two that are going to kind of continue to survive, but the rest are they need to evolve in some way, shape, or form.
This is surprising. Lowe's closing 51 underperforming stores across North America.
Really?
Yeah. So they said, you know, I mean, same thing. They're big box stores. In the U.S., 20 standalone. Lowe's will be shut down in Alabama, Massachusetts, Illinois, Michigan, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Louisiana. California alone will see 4 stores closed, but a total of 51 stores being closed by the end of the 2018 fiscal year, which falls on February 1st. So that's in pretty short order, too.
Well, they have to find a way that they can compete against Home Depot. There will always be, you know, a home store like that where you need to get supplies, building stuff that is going on, because that's something you really can't order on Amazon and wait 3 days when you need a
if you're working on a house or on a project, like you're like, I'm actually going to that store.
And people are going to Home Depot.
And there is, well, yeah, I mean, less than $70 billion in revenue, which is still a lot for Lowe's, but Home Depot bringing in over $100 billion.
Yeah.
And so there's pretty big discrepancy there. There is something about walking into those home stores, though. I don't know if you guys feel the same thing, where like you get that smell of that fresh cut lumber, and you know that you're like working on your house. And so I don't know, like it's just a good like feeling.
Accomplishment. And you're I'm going to get so much done right now.
I'm doing stuff.
And then you get your like the supplies and you're like, ugh.
And I'm like, now I have to do it. Ick.
Gross. I walk in there and
light bulbs.
And I'm like, I don't know where anything is.
Yeah.
Like, I just need one thing, and I'm going to spend 14 hours in here.
And you don't want to ask anyone because they're always busy with somebody else. And you're like, I'm just going to walk. Oh, it's got to be done this aisle. It's done this aisle. Dang it. It's not.
And someone says, sir, are you lost?
No.
20,
no,
I'm fine.
No, I'm fine.
45 minutes later, it wasn't that original aisle that you went down. You just missed it. So U.S. Christmas sales, if you go into any store, speaking of that, are predicted to surpass $1 trillion for the first time this year.
That is wild.
Yeah. $1 trillion. Total retail sales in the U.S. will hit $1.002 trillion during the holiday period, which it defines as spanning from now, November 1st, technically is when it started, to December 31st this year, an almost 6% increase from the previous year, marking the strongest growth since 2011.
I think that's a good sign, especially consumer confidence is up. The more you're spending, you know, if the economy is doing better, we're definitely more apt to spend more money on Christmas and those loved ones that we have. Have you done any Christmas shopping so far?
No, I will not do any Christmas shopping until probably December 15th when I go through Amazon.
You're not going to do after Thanksgiving?
No.
That's usually when they have like Black Friday sales. Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday
is the biggest, like the Amazon Prime Day too. All Amazon Prime Day is when they're trying to clear stuff out of the warehouse that hasn't sold all that well. That's all that is.
My one of my younger brothers is now working for Amazon as one of their district managers down in Charlotte.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he said that if you go on to Amazon's website, it's not a secret obviously, but most people don't know about it. If you go on their website, you know, you're talking about those warehouse deals that they have.
Yeah,
they actually have warehouse deals. Uh-huh. There's a little tab at the top of Amazon. Click on warehouse deals and then deals of the day, and they actually have all sorts of stuff that is like super discounted all of the time.
Ooh.
You ever go to, do you do smile.amazon?
No, what is that?
That's where actually a percentage of your the money that you are buying stuff with goes to a charity of your choice.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, that's nice, but like all these
doesn't cost you anything.
Okay, yeah, I get it. But like all these corporations that are doing that are doing it for the tax benefit. Like all the corporations.
But how does that but how does that change anything that you're spending the same amount of money, but money is going to a charity that you like?
No, so that like that's a good one. But for example, like when you're at the grocery store and they're like, would you like to donate $5 to whatever the cause is? And many times it's a great cause, but it's like an extra $5 to this charity.
No, that's something
else. Then the corporation is going to make a donation, and they're going to get the tax credit for it.
You ever say no?
Still
and
going to the good cause, but you know, like they're getting the credit for it. And
no, it's completely.
Strategic you ever thing. Say no, and then like
I say no every time.
Then you get judged. I got judged.
No, I don't
the other
get
day.
Judged.
Yeah,
I make a
judged by who?
The lady,
the clerk.
Yeah,
say settle down. You don't know what I donate on my private time.
She gave me like a little stink eye.
Where were you? What store?
At Vons.
At Vons?
Yeah, they're like, do you want to give like however much money to like some charity? And I'm like, no, not today. Oh.
Ew.
And I'm like, well,
don't even ask me. Just let it be on the little pad.
Little keypad.
Let's keep this to a minimum here, and let's keep the shaming going down.
I will say that we've done a number of the charity events over the years where like we'll work at a McDonald's like sell the little things that they put on the wall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're at the drive-thru and, like, poke your head out. You're like, hi, would you like to buy one of these McDonald's hands for $1 or whatever it is, or one of the shoes?
Sure.
And when you're right there in front of the person and you poked your head out the window, it's really hard for them to say no. Some of them so begrudgingly, they're like, fine. Fine, I'll do good today if I must.
Well, you should check out smile.amazon.com, Dave. It's completely different.
Oh, okay. I will check that out.
I hadn't heard
of it before, so thank you for the education.
It's not additional money that you have to throw in there.
And then you're not going to get shamed. by a stupid clerk.
Speaking of the holidays, boy, this is bad news for old Duncan Hines. They make cake mix. And they have had to recall 2.4 million boxes of cake mix over salmonella fears.
Oh, boy.
And this is right before the holidays, which is when they actually do a lot of their sales. It affects classic white, classic butter golden, the signature confetti, and classic yellow varieties of cake
oh,
mix.
Oh, so all the popular ones.
All the popular ones, yeah. And finally, Breaking Bad, a two-hour movie in the works. According to Vince Gilligan, who is the creator of Breaking Bad, he is working on a two-hour movie. It remains unclear when it will be released theatrically or made for television. But my guess is that like that show is so popular that like a full-on theater release would work for something
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. I mean, they talked about, like, if you think about going back years and years and years, there was talk of The Sopranos doing it. And creating a Sopranos movie, but unfortunately James Gandolfini died. But I mean, I think of movies or TV shows that had, you know, the success and that were as popular as Sopranos, and Breaking Bad certainly is right up there with that.
Right now, we don't know for sure if Bryan Cranston or Aaron Paul are going to be involved in the project, but I think you have to have them, right?
If you call it a Breaking Bad movie, yes. I think everyone has to be in it in some way, shape, or form.
So the project is working with the title Greenbrier right now, and it's shooting in New Mexico. So you would guess that it's probably going to include them, even if it's loosely based around. It loses all the wind out of its sails if you don't have Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul.
Kind of. I mean, even though you have the spinoff that is Better Call Saul that's out
still,
there.
Still, you got to have those guys.
I think if you call it a Breaking Bad movie, it has to have those two.
The original characters.
And I'll say this about Bryan Cranston. I wish he did more work. I wish he was in more films. Almost everything he does, I love. Somehow he does like one movie every 2 years. Meanwhile, Kevin Hart and The Rock do 7 movies a month. Like, how is that possible?
Yeah, but
more Bryan Cranston.
But the movies that Bryan Cranston are in are good, Dave.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I mean. I want more good Bryan Cranston movies, less
have you seen,
The Rock.
Have you seen Isle of Dogs?
No, what's that?
It's a movie where Bryan Cranston is
does he live on an island with a bunch of dogs?
He's the voice of a dog.
Oh, really?
It's actually a very good movie. You should check it out.
Is it like an animated feature?
Yeah, it's like claymation.
You watched a animated claymation
dog? It's a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's really good.
All right.
It's got Bryan Cranston. There you go. Check it out. It's on iTunes. And
you're
airplanes.
Not watch
it's
it,
all, it's all on
you know,
an airplane.
You know what's funny? Is that I actually saw a preview for a movie with Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart together that looked really good.
What movie's that?
I don't know. It's some story about some like billionaire guy. It's like a Stephen Hawking's movie, maybe. Or someone like that. I just saw a preview once before another movie, and I walked in kind of late. It looked good, though.
It's a really good description.
I think it's a Stephen Hawking's movie where he's playing the role of Stephen Hawking, and Kevin Hart is like his assistant. And Kevin Hart, he kind of ends up living vicariously through Kevin Hart and vice versa.
Oh.
Like Kevin Hart's down on his luck. He gets his job.
This
that
is
he
like older
really
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking. There's no
Hawking.
S.
Hawking.
I quit.
Anyway, that looked good. So
okay.
Go check that out.
Go rush into the theaters right now.
Good.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
BJ is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, man? How are you?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Good. So we got 5 movie quotes. You're trying to get 3 or more correct in order to be our winner today. You a big movie buff?
I wouldn't say big, but, you know, every time I hear the quiz going on, I think I do good.
All right. So I'll play each quote for you one time, and then you can make your guess. If you need to hear a second time, it's no problem. I'll play it for you a second time. But you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after it goes off that second time, okay?
Got it.
All right. Here we go with quote number 1. Best of luck to you in the movie quote quiz.
Red rum! Red rum!
Stop it!
Red rum!
Give me!
Red rum!
Holy buckets.
Who says holy buckets?
what was your answer again?
He said he wants to hear it one more time. Okay. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Red rum! Red rum!
Stop it!
Red rum!
Give me!
Red rum!
All right, 5 seconds.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but I want to say it's Talladega Nights.
That is so far off.
Talladega Nights is that's way off.
That's you know, we appreciate you making an effort.
Yeah.
That was The Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know.
Holy buckets.
Holy buckets. Good googamoo.
My favorite.
Appreciate you not cussing, though.
Yeah, thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we like that.
All right, here we go on to court number two.
This whole fridge is held up here just by this plug. You okay?
I'm just dandy. I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy.
Oh, man, I totally know that one. Can we do it again?
Yep. Just listen to the actors' voices.
This whole fridge is held up here just by this plug. You okay?
I'm just dandy. I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy.
5 seconds.
Black Sheep.
There you go. Yeah.
Pulled it out.
Okay.
And one of the greatest comedy duos of all time.
Oh, God. Chris Farley was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And without Chris Farley, David Spade is just so not good.
He is.
He's just awkward at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's made a good living, though.
Yeah, he's done all right for himself.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, here we go. On to quote number three. You're one for one.
Hear your names. Mr. Brown, Mr. White, Mr. Blonde, Mr. Blue, Mr. Orange, Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
Because you're a all right?
That's Reservoir Dogs.
There you go. Now you got two on the board. All you have to do is get one more correct. Doing good all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Here we go to number four.
We go to New York. But where in New York can one find a woman with grace, elegance, taste, and culture? A woman suitable for a king.
Queens.
For the win?
Man, most of that kind of thing.
Play it again.
Okay, here we go. One more time.
You got 5 seconds.
We go to New York. But where in New York can one find a woman with grace, elegance, taste, and culture? A woman suitable for a king.
Queens.
I don't know.
Mm.
One of the greatest films in American history. That was Coming to America.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I just talked about that yesterday.
Really?
Were you talking about McDowell's?
No. Well, I mean, the movie.
Oh. All right. Here we go. Fifth and final one. It all comes down to this. You can win it right here. You must get this one correct. Best of luck.
Now, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here? It's leave, you idiot. Make like a tree and leave. You sound like a damn fool when you say it wrong.
All right, then leave and take your book with you.
For the win?
I don't remember which one it is. I know it's Back to the Future. Back to the Future 2?
Yes!
Mother's gonna ever keep you down.
Trying to get tricky there.
Yeah. Back to the Future 2 is correct. Congratulations to you, man. You pulled it out.
Thanks so much, guys.
Well done, BJ.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Oh, man. I got some great audio for you guys. You, of course, remember yesterday with the donkey that can't do the ee-haw.
Oh, yeah.
And so it sings instead.
The opera donkey.
The opera donkey is exactly right. Let me quickly play that again. This is a donkey that can't make a normal donkey noise. Instead, it sings, and it's lovely.
And they've beat matched it to the
Madam Butterfly.
Yeah.
So here we go, the two of them together. And today I proudly present to you the best audio of the day, a different animal. This is a pug, and this is near and dear to my heart because I have a puggle. So yeah. I've been in this situation before. Pugs really are overly dramatic when they're getting their nails cut, which is why I refuse to cut Bailey's nails myself. Like, I have to take her to a groomer because she yells so much that it breaks my heart. It's so sad.
Do it.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it. But this is a pug getting its nails trimmed, and this pug hates it.
It's not getting hurt.
It is not getting hurt. I would never play this audio if this pug's getting hurt. They're just doing a very basic nail clipping on this pug. But again, the pug is so overly dramatic.
Yeah, and if you want to see the video, it's up on DavidMahoney.com.
All right, so let's have a listen to what I think is probably today's greatest audio. It's a pug getting its nails clipped. What makes it even better is the look on Pug's face, because a surprised pug is one of the funniest things in all of nature.
But the first couple of seconds, like, it's whimpering, so you're like, your heart breaks a little bit, but then it's like, oh my God.
Doesn't it sound like, so everybody who's driving to work right now can't see what it looks like, obviously, but doesn't it kind of sound like an angry monkey?
Yeah. I can just imagine being in the waiting room and not knowing what's going on in the back office of the vet clinic. Ian, I'm going to give you a task, my friend.
Hit me.
I would like you to do a mashup of the opera, the singing donkey, and the screaming pug.
I can do that for you.
All right.
Coming right up.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
I tell you what, as you would expect, there's a lot of interesting posts that go up on the Las Vegas community section now. It used to be the Missed Connections, but it's now the community section of Craigslist. But also, Ian, you made a great observation that Albany really comes in hot with these as well.
Oh, they really do. Now, Las Vegas, I'll be honest, about 80% of them are just people looking to hook up. And to make money after those hookups. Albany.
You mean working girls?
Yes.
Okay.
And guys also. They have a lot of, hey, meet me at Home Depot still, which I really? Still don't understand. Right. But Albany.
Do you love the smell of wood? I do.
That's why, I mean, who doesn't love the smell of
wood? Let's get homo at Depot.
Yeah. I like that one.
All right. So here we go. Albany a bit more innocent in a way, but yet still totally creepy. So here we go to the missed connections. This one titled, "You Were the Pregnant Girl at 7-Eleven. You were the cute ebony girl that I saw yesterday at 7-Eleven. We started to say hi and your friends pulled you away. I'm sure you would like to meet again." If, like, you go to say hi to somebody and her friends violently pull her away before she's able to, and perhaps not for you.
And your language is mildly to someone.
She's ebony girl? Yeah.
No.
Let's just remember she's pregnant.
Yes.
Well.
There may be a father. We don't know.
Some people like that.
Yeah.
You know, if we've learned anything, you know, you
can't
get
you pregnant again.
Okay. That's right.
This one, blonde woman with glasses at Starbucks. Hi. I popped into Starbucks moments ago. This is from November 6th. At 12:15 p.m. for a quick coffee, lost in my own busy little world. I met you ever so briefly as I was leaving. You were blonde with glasses getting into, I think, a Mini Cooper. You said something to me as if to strike up a conversation. I've a particular and peculiar, I suppose, personality, and I'm not for everyone. But perhaps we'd hit it off. If so, a misconnection is a neat romantic story to tell people. If not, you'd have an interesting anecdote to give at parties about that time you took a risk on romance and had coffee with an insufferable bore.
Oh God, you are the worst.
Yeah.
What a sell job you've just done on yourself.
Yeah.
Not only do you sound like a serial killer, you sound like a boring serial killer.
the worst kind.
His kills wouldn't be like that.
Yeah, just be like an uneventful killing.
He doesn't stab them, he just talks them to death.
And then you commit suicide or something.
You slowly poisoned me over the course of 15 years.
And also, it would be romantic to say that we met on a misconnection. 99% of the people who meet online in this day and age still lie about where they met the person that they are with.
Yes. Because
there's still a stigma. It's not romantic. There's nothing romantic about, like, first off, like, even if it was like a not Craigslist, even if it was like Tinder or eHarmony or something like that, that's one thing. But if you say you met on Craigslist,
mm-hmm. That's a little dicey.
Everybody
that's
goes.
Taboo.
What were you doing on Craigslist?
What was happening there?
Don't worry about it. What were you
searching for?
Ian said he thought this write-up was perhaps about me. Long shot here. I am 61. You were in your early 30s. I was sitting at Starbucks. You asked to share my table. We chatted for a while. You drove and I walked, so we hopped in your car and went to your place. Would love to see you again. You said it was great. Remember? This is not about me.
Dave,
this,
you are a frequenter of Starbucks.
Yeah, I love Starbucks, but...
you're very good looking. You do look... I think he could pass his early 30s.
Early 30s?
Yeah.
I don't know, though. You're barking up the right tree, though. I mean, if you're going to tell me that I look like I'm in my early 30s, sure, I'll pick you up from Starbucks again and take you wherever you want to go, old man.
Starbucks? How about Star...
Oh, come on. Oh. Punch the gold card indeed.
Yes. Oh. All right.
All right, so this one... Pretty creepy, just based on the title, Empty Warehouse Fun.
Oh, my
God. Is that a euphemism?
Not a euphemism. Okay. Actual, I've got an old empty warehouse with lots of fun places to play inside. Oh, meet me there and let's have some fun. I'm lots of fun. And then put a smiley winking face in there.
Oh, no.
29, married white male. And Ian, maybe you can help me out with this. I'm looking for a fun lady or TSCD.
Transsexual or something else, I don't know.
Crossdresser.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Mahoney coming through. Thank you.
Well, well, well.
I know my Atlas.
Okay. Open to all and so reasons to not be shy. So we both have needs, so why not get together and take care of them and then go on about our lives? Let's just have some fun in a place we don't normally get to. Sounds hot, right? Looking for now until the ad is down. Can you imagine if his... poor wife shows up at the warehouse to like bring him lunch or something, and he's like hooking up with a cross dresser like next to the spare auto parts.
Is there like a half deflated mattress in the corner?
Damn it, Jake.
Second date is going to be for tetanus shots.
So dirty.
Maybe that's for somebody who's looking for a sense of adventure or
curiosity.
Wants to die.
Yeah, that's just dirty.
Yes, like
that's
somebody.
An empty warehouse.
Somebody is getting stabbed and dismembered.
Yes.
So wait, you tell me, as a man, if you knew 100% that was a woman, you wouldn't hook up with her in a dusty ass warehouse.
Oh, if this is a woman that posted
and you were
this
single.
Ad?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I see there.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the adventure.
Where's the forklift?
You said fork, right? this one is just titled Clerk, and I this one's kind of innocent, I think. He said, I think your name is Liz. I stopped in Friday night. You said you liked my parachute pants. I thought you were very attractive. If you recall and have interest, send a reply.
Parachute pants.
Oh.
Was that MC Hammer? Yeah. You looking for love?
You can touch this.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You know what, Mahoney? It's been too long since we had a Redneck Report that featured a Waffle House story.
Oh,
it's back today.
It has been a while. Yeah.
You know, when it's after 2 a.m. and it's any time of the year, crime is probably getting ready to go down at a Waffle House.
This, interestingly, was not after 2 a.m. This was actually a Sunday morning. Employees were at the restaurant and they were horrified when a man came crashing down through the ceiling of the Waffle House on a Sunday morning. In the video, workers are heard screaming as the man shoves past customers while trying to make a run for the exit. The man, later identified as a dude named Wesley, 27 years old, told authorities he had climbed up into the ceiling after locking himself into the restaurant's bathroom. He went to the bathroom and then climbed up into the ceiling for whatever reason. After rushing out of the restaurant, he jumped into his car and led police on a brief chase. He then left the car, fled on foot, and they caught him. Employees at the Waffle House said that he caused a lot of damage, even broke the restaurant's sink and toilet. Police are getting warrants on him for the damage caused at the Waffle House. But can you imagine sitting there, you're just at a Waffle House on a Sunday morning and you place
your
order and they're like, how would you like your hash browns? And you're like, I would like them smothered, covered, chunked, and Wesley'd. And all of a sudden he comes flying through the ceiling.
Well,
that's got to be like meth, right?
I mean, it's
going into the bathroom, locking yourself in, not being able to figure out how to open the door, but you feel like it's a good idea to climb through the roof.
Yeah, he's messed up.
Yeah, that is meth.
So this is this is quite the story. Two women were rushed to the hospital after using a broken coffee mug as a weapon during a fight in front of dozens of children at a school bus stop in Florida.
Oh, keeping it classy, Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The fight began about 7:45 a.m. in the morning when, at some point, a coffee mug got shattered during the argument. And the women Both used pieces of the mug as shanks as they fought each other.
So they've been to prison before.
After the fight, one of the women needed to be airlifted as a trauma patient to the hospital because of a significant cut to her neck.
Oh.
The other woman also hospitalized with multiple cuts to her arms.
Well, it's that goes to show you that, you know, you don't bring a mug to a knife fight.
Or the best part of waking up is a shank in your neck. Wait.
I was going to say butt.
Oh, shanking your butt?
Well, that kind of had better.
Oh, let's try it.
The best part of waking up is a shank in your butt.
Shank in your butt.
We better never go to jail.
Cut in your butt.
Yeah, there we go.
Folgers, get at us.
So a 30-year-old from St. Louis was jailed on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill and battery. The St. Louis sister told police that the man pulled up with a longsword.
A longsword? Not like a samurai sword, but like a Braveheart-style medieval sword?
That's what a longsword, right? Yeah. It's not even like a samurai sword. It's like a double-sided knight sword.
Broad sword, yes. Yeah.
He said, "I'm going to kill you because you practice witchcraft."
Huh.
The individual smelled of booze, screamed, "They put that witchcraft on me. They put a curse on me." The type of witchcraft and curse was not specified. Police eventually arrested the individual. Police did not find the sword.
Mm. Where do you hide like a 3 or 4 foot long broadsword?
Questions we may never know the answers to.
Or if we want to know.
Best part of waking up is having a long sword in your... No.
Ow.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, you suck. So seriously, where should I go for a little bang bang? I need a new restaurant to try out. Sylvia, you want to join me?
Message deleted.
So before you you give him your recommendation for a new place to try, I will say that Mahoney and my wife and my daughter, a couple of weeks ago before my other daughter was born, went with Mahoney and his fiance to Opportunity Village where they do like Halloween lights. So it was for Halloween that we went up there together and we rode together. And so we went up Rainbow and then we came back down Rainbow. Mm-hmm. And never, ever, ever in my whole life have I been with somebody driving down a fairly long road. That's probably a good 10, 12 miles worth of Rainbow that we covered.
Yeah.
And throughout every block, Mahoney pointed to a restaurant that he had been to. And he's like, "I've been to that place. That place is pretty good. Oh, that one over there. Damn, those burgers." At every single block along that 10, 12 mile clip, he pointed to a different place that he had been to and gave me a full review.
Some people,
nice.
You know, they like to, they have hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my hobby is eating.
Yeah.
I enjoy trying new places. I like eating at new places. I mean, the old tried and true, which I'm craving today, which I may go get after the show, Shake Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Never go wrong with Shake Shack.
I've been craving Shake Shack for weeks now.
But if you're looking for something a little bit different, if you're looking for something with Mediterranean flair, my favorite Greek place in town is this place called Meraki Greek Grill. It's over at Tropicana and Rainbow. And dude, their gyro is just unbelievably good, and they have feta fries that are just covered in feta, and you're just like, oh. Yeah. But you got to get there. You got to get there early because that place fills up quick for lunch.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Feel like I could do Ian's job. All I have to do is every time Dave starts laughing after somebody makes a joke, is cut to commercial or cut to a song or cut to an ad. I know this is over.
Message deleted.
My friend, that's not even part of Ian's job description.
Yeah,
he doesn't do that.
I don't do that at all.
I do that.
That's Dave.
I push the button. When there's something funny that happens, we're like, well, it's not going to get any better than this. Might as well get out now.
Yeah. We go out on top.
Right.
Sometimes I like to go out on bottom. Just depends on how much I've had to drink.
Gross. That is way too much information.
You are just like on a roll today.
What are you talking about? And also, Ian's job, I will say, is very hard.
Very difficult.
Yeah. You know, I mean, having to deal with us day in and day out, and then going to talk to, like, I don't think most people are cut out. Like, I don't think, like, if Ian decided to leave the show and we had to put out an ad to, like, replace him, I don't think we would get any sort of applications, like, because we need you to go to places that you're probably going to get stabbed and talk to the weirdest people in the
city.
Ian
loves that stuff, though. Yes. He thrives on that.
But if I were to leave, I think the best place to find an applicant would, I hate to say it, Craigslist. I think you guys would have to post on Craigslist. I don't know.
Be like, we have a warehouse.
We like to go out on bottom. And top.
Dave, let's just say that one day you got the opportunity to interview Jessica Alba. Do you think that you'll be nervous during an interview if you ever got the chance to do one with her?
Message deleted.
I mean, current day me and current day Jessica Alba, new. I mean, don't get me wrong. Jessica Alba is still very attractive, but it's not like I have this thing. Like, for example, we always talk about Jennifer Love Hewitt and how, like, she was mind-bogglingly attractive when we were
in high school.
Yeah, in high school and early college. Yeah. If 19-year-old me was interviewing Jennifer Love Hewitt, I would have stumbled all over myself. Mm-hmm. Now, I just feel like I'm dead inside. Like, I don't really get starstruck ever.
And interviews in general are so lackluster and uninteresting. That's why you don't hear a lot on our show, unless it's somebody that we're interested
in. People normally will come in and they want to promote some stupid crap that you probably don't care about. And so we just don't do a ton of interviews because all they're doing is hawking something that probably isn't that good. Mm-hmm. And so they're forced to do press and they're not really into it.
Like, if you're forced to come on the show, it's probably not worth going.
Your career is going bad.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is a strange story. Two men in Germany have been convicted of stealing more than 100 porta potties. Why would you?
Were they new or used porta potties?
I believe they were used.
Oh, no.
No.
Like, new porta potties, I get, you know.
Because here's the rest of the story. Both men worked at a waste disposal company.
Ugh.
And they would house the toilets on the premises. So I guess, you know, nearly $79,000 worth of porta potties. They gradually disappeared. A loss that was only discovered a few months later. The men admitting to having sold the toilets to a company in the Netherlands via a go-between. Only three of the missing toilets have resurfaced.
What?
The defendants got fired. But they're facing a significant time in jail, giving a 40-year-old man a 10-month suspended sentence and a 28-year-old colleague 6 months in jail for stealing porta potties.
I mean, you just can't go around stealing crappers, Dave.
That is
not even in Germany.
Not even in Germany. So Tina Ray of Salt Lake City, 44 years old, was charged Monday with unlawful dealing of property, communications that included fraud and theft, all second-degree felonies. In 2014, she was appointed as a spa director of Matrix Spa, which I'm sure is lovely.
Mm-hmm. It sounds lovely.
The owner appointed her to run the day-to-day operations of the business while she returned to Mexico to attend to her sick mother. But by the time the owner returned in 2017, Delgado had made 1,353 unauthorized transactions.
Oh, boy.
And misused company funds for personal gain, failed to make cash deposits into the company account, and made several unauthorized transfers to try and cover up the embezzlement. Matrix Spa suffered $134,000 as a result of that was the loss as a result of her actions. Five transactions totaling $5,800 were payment towards her court-ordered restitution from a prior conviction. So she was embezzling this money to cover up another embezzlement. From 2009 to 2013, this woman embezzled money from a company that manages the finances, including rent payments for several apartment complexes. Nearly $170,000 was unaccounted for there in that company. During the same time, more than $118,000 was deposited into this woman's account. She was convicted on communications fraud and theft by deception. So she gets busted for fraud, gets convicted of that.
Okay.
You have to pay restitution. Okay. So she gets a new job at the spa. And then does the same thing to them.
I mean, you do what you know, first and foremost.
Got to call references.
But yes, I feel like if you've been convicted of embezzlement and you hire them to do your accounting, that's on you. That's on you.
A guy named Matthew was flying from Atlanta to Miami last week on Delta. When he got to his seat, he smelled something. When he looked down, he saw a bunch of poop, and it appeared to have gotten all over his shoes and pants.
Oh.
He told the flight attendants, who said they had reported it to the cleaning crew earlier, but the crew obviously did not clean up the mess. They gave him two paper towels and a tiny bottle of gin and told him to clean himself off.
What?
What?
Does gin get poop out?
I don't know.
Or does he drink it to, like, mask the
smell?
With
it? Yeah. He complained to a manager who said the same thing. It's not our fault. It was the cleaning crew's fault. They allegedly told Matthew to either sit in the poo or get off the plane. The source of the poop is unknown. But the crew member said that there was three different options. It was either from a golden retriever,
okay,
a German shepherd, or an old man.
Oh, that's nasty.
I hope it was the golden retriever.
Oh, I hope it was the old man. And finally, this story is coming to us from lovely Cleveland. A Cleveland boy led police on a high-speed chase. And it's because his mother took away his PlayStation.
Okay.
Yes, a young 11-year-old boy stole his mother's 2013 Dodge Durango at about 10:45 p.m. on Sunday after they got into an argument about his mom taking away his PlayStation. The mother went to bed. She told police that she had noticed her keys were missing, later got a call from the boy's father saying that he saw the boy driving the SUV. A police officer noticed somebody pulling into an old fire station, stopped to see if they needed help. The boy immediately sped off, driving the wrong way, blowing through stoplights and weaving in and out of traffic. The officer chased him into Cleveland, and the boy turned off the SUV's lights, was driving between 70 and 90 miles per hour throughout the chase. The SUV eventually flipped over after the crash, and the boy walked out of the SUV and then just collapsed. He was taken to the hospital, just minor injuries. The boy told officers he took his mother's car because he was bored. Sunday's incident marks the second time the boy stole his mom's car and led police to a lengthy pursuit. The first one happened back on October 26th of 2017, so almost a year in between offenses.
But still, if your kid has stolen your car and led police on a high-speed chase once, maybe keep your keys under wraps.
Or like in your purse.
Lock them up.
Yeah, do that.
Something, anything.
Like keep them far away from that kid.
Maybe take away Grand Theft Auto 5.
Anything but notice your keys are missing and then decide to go to sleep anyhow.
It'll be fine.
That's fine. I'll what do could it later. Go wrong?
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever fallen asleep somewhere that was really embarrassing, maybe really unfortunate, and you'd like to share it with us today? You can. Just text us at 73100. Hit us up on social media at David Mahoney. This one comes to us from Cold Steel on Ice. Said, probably under my Z28 when I was in my 20s. It was high enough off the ground to slide the transmission out, but it was early in the morning and out I went. If I remember correctly, it was only 3 or 4 hours. You fell asleep under your car for 3 or 4 hours while it was jacked up?
You were sleeping under a Camaro?
What are you doing, man?
Oh, my goodness.
Is there anything scarier than being... I mean, I know I'm not like the most mechanically inclined person
out
there. I know, it sounds shocking. But like anytime you actually have to like get under your car, I'm just like, this is going to fall on me. I'm going to die here.
You get like
I've
anxious.
Seen too many cartoons where the seats, your feet are. I was preconditioned by the Wizard of Oz. You know, something heavy falls on you, your feet curl up. Horrifying.
Cole said, "My classroom 5 minutes ago, and I'm the teacher." Not very good, I gather.
There's something about classrooms. I wish I could sleep like I used to sleep in class.
Oh, they just lull you to sleep.
So many people. There's 30 other people around you.
Yeah.
I'm hunched over on a desk and I am getting the best drooling sleep of my life.
You're doing
life.
That thing with your hands where you act
I did
like
that
you're
a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get like, do that like that weird head jerk?
Oh, yeah. Where you're like, I
always did that in class.
That's why you just put your arms down, like you put your fist on in your like elbow slots.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, like the top of your elbow.
Yeah.
And then you just head on top. You know, like I don't want
to. You didn't even pretend like you were. Reading.
That's too obvious, though.
How is that too obvious? They know what you're doing. Teachers aren't dumb. They can see your ass falling back asleep. So if you're going to, if you're tired and you want to get a quick cat nap in, just go for it.
DJ said, I worked at a fun center, mini golf, bumper boats, go karts, all that stuff. It was the summertime, and one kid was riding the go karts by himself. So I sat in an empty cart to supervise. Next thing I know, I wake up 30 minutes later in a panic. The kid was still riding, but pretty much ready to be done.
That kid had a damn good time.
The most awkward place that you've ever fallen asleep? How about this one? Corey said, I've got two. In a cemetery on Halloween. No.
No.
No, that's on you, man. That's creepy.
And my best friend's sister's bed. Total accident, huh?
Corey? Uh-huh. Yeah, creep.
You creepy, man.
You're straight up creep.
Creepy Corey.
Louis said, in my car at a traffic light. Aaron, Lollapalooza 1992, fell asleep during the Red Hot Chili Peppers set. And the one that we were talking about, possibly ruining a marriage, Eric said, I fell asleep during sex once, this is on Facebook, to his wife. She replied, wife here. Who would that have been with? Eric said, I don't remember. I just know I was really tired. LOL. Thanks a lot, Dave and Mahoney.
Well, the good news is it's not you.
Yeah. Right? So you're fine.
You're so exciting.
Yeah. It was the other person.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Man, narcolepsy is fun, huh? We got some good ones coming in here. Jake said fell asleep at the poker table. A lot of times while playing poker or blackjack or whatever it may be, you'll see it from time to time here in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Somebody just had too much to drink a lot of times.
And been grinding too long.
And decided to take a little snooze. Brian said on the 10 freeway, thankfully traffic was only going 4 miles an hour. I bumped into the truck in front of me and that woke me up.
That's scary.
See, that is scary.
I assume Jeremy must have maybe been in the military or something, but man, this is the next level of tired.
Okay.
On the ground in front of an airplane with its auxiliary power unit running. That's how some Indiana Jones stuff happens right there, man. Sylvia doesn't know what I'm talking about.
No.
Michaela said in the back room on top of a pile of jeans while I was working at PacSun. I was supposed to be checking inventory, just took a snooze.
I feel like falling asleep at work is kind of a rite of passage for most people, right? Like if you where you're hustling, you're working a lot and you've working two jobs or whatever it may be, or you're working and going to school.
Or you're working and drinking, which is the case for you. Back when Mahoney and I were doing beer for breakfast in the early days of the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, Four Loko was about to get outlawed in its current form, which had all the booze and all the caffeine in it because people were ODing on it essentially.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, you have to do a Four Loko challenge on the morning show before this gets outlawed. And so Mahoney tried to drink four Locos and was pretty successful. I think he got through three and a half.
I think I finished. I might may have finished them off.
That's okay.
Got pretty close.
And then he fell asleep sitting up in the production room. He was over there doing a promo for the show. And I look over and he's just sitting up straight to good posture.
At least his eyes weren't like open. That'd be creepier.
Totally creepy.
We used to run this show many, many years ago here on the radio station called Mashup Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And it was DJ Muggs from Cypress Hill, who I always enjoyed.
Yeah.
He's always a nice guy. But his show was just hated by everybody who listened to it because it was,
didn't fit the format.
It was like a hard rock radio station at the time, and we're playing this hip hop. And so, a bunch of idiots would call in because the show ran from like midnight to 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And we had to run it off.
It was your job to run it.
Run it on CDs.
Uh-huh.
It was, like you run the CD, then you play the commercials, and you put the other CD in, and you play the rest of it.
Okay.
And these CDs were about like 25 minutes long a piece.
Right.
So I had been working doubles. I've been working, at the radio station
hard
like
worker.
60 hours a week.
Yeah.
I used to work a lot.
Yeah, okay.
And it's, 1 a.m. and I'm so tired. I'm like, and it was back when you had like the T9 phones, like the little flip phones.
Yeah.
So the alarms weren't nearly as good as they are today on the iPhone. So I set an alarm, go into the break room, and I just sit down. And then next thing you know, I wake up like 45 to 50 minutes later.
Oh, no.
The station just had been off air
for
a half hour. And I'm like, I just freak out immediately, play the commercials, and then just like, oh, God. Nobody ever found out.
No one ever knew because even the management here wouldn't listen to that crappy show. You'll appreciate this one, Mahoney. Dane said, I used to nap in the IHOP dry storage. Made a little bed out of the bags of pancake
Hell
mix.
Hell yeah.
And Andy said, back when I was a little kid living in Colorado, I fell asleep in my older brother's bedroom closet one day. And when I awoke, I went outside to discover that all of my family and friends were frantically looking all over the neighborhood for me because they couldn't find me. The relief and anger that my mom felt when I just casually walked out onto the porch and said, what's going on out here?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Have you ever fallen asleep somewhere really unfortunate, really embarrassing? Ryan said, fell asleep eating a Cinnabon at the Houston airport one time. Just lulled you right to sleep, right?
I feel like after you eat a Cinnabon, it just gives you that, just that piece of, or that, that feeling of, like...
It's like warm milk.
Well, and also, just you've eaten so much that you just cannot move.
Drew said, fell asleep super drunk at a California burrito. Woke up, had hangover food. It's called planning, people.
If you have never fallen asleep while eating a burrito, you have not truly lived.
Mahoney, you'll appreciate this being a Disneyland aficionado. Natalie said, my husband can fall asleep anywhere. Some of the funniest were at concerts, at the kids museum, one of the tiny chairs. But my all-time favorite is in line waiting for a ride at Legoland.
That's impressive.
I mean, those are long lines sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's impressive how you can just, like, fall asleep while standing up.
I can't fall asleep while standing up. Sitting down, I've fallen asleep sitting down
but I feel
all
like
day,
if
every
you,
day.
If you fall asleep, like, your legs will lock and you'll, like, fall down or something.
Turn into a scared goat. Melissa said, walk in refrigerator. I worked for a grocery chain years back in the service deli. I wasn't feeling so good, so I decided to go sit in there for a few minutes. I woke up 20 minutes later freezing. Never did that again.
Had a friend, this one comes to us on our text line, 73100, had a friend who fell asleep mid-lap dance that got kicked us, that got us all kicked out of a strip club.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Again, I feel like, were you asleep or were you
passed out?
You were passing out. Can't be falling asleep in the booth.
Annalee said, my husband woke up behind a Circle K. I guess he walked there after a long night of drinking. No one knows how he got there, though. That's a little scary.
You ever fallen asleep in a establishment's restroom?
Not that I recall, no. My brother did get arrested for that one time.
What?
At a football stadium. Uh-huh. He was he'd had a little bit too much to drink.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
His alma mater, University of South Carolina, okay. Was watching a football game. And he passed out in the toilet, and a deputy woke him up and was none too pleased with the fact that he had passed out drunk on the crapper. And I distinctly remember seeing him getting hauled off in handcuffs because I went looking for him and then putting him in the back of the cruiser. And I'm like, hey, man. And he's like, help, help, help. Like, I can't say, you know, I tried to like reason with the cop. I'm like, yeah. I'll take him home. And he's like, nah, I got to take him to jail. And so go bail him out of jail.
Yeah. Man, I feel like that's kind of, if you just fall asleep on the crapper, you know,
come on.
Let him go. That is a victimless crime.
That is a safe place to fall asleep.
That's right.
I have one from the text line. Fell asleep playing hide and seek under my parents' waterbed. Woke up to my parents having sex.
Oh, no!
Awkward as hell. Trying to sneak out. My brother never found me, but new rule was parents' room was out of bounds.
Oh, my God.
How awkward.
Bush, bush, bush.
You're like, oh, like you're just like hitting you each time.
As a former owner of a waterbed in my youth, I will tell you, not good. The motion of the ocean is not great.
It's always off rhythm. What's going on?
Like, what if you don't have rhythm to begin with?
Yeah, like, right. Maybe that'll help.
You.
Yeah. And this final one is just wonderful. Lou on Facebook said, I was working security in San Diego one night, and I was walking along the sidewalk of the property, and I was exhausted. I fell asleep, walked off the sidewalk, and directly into a palm tree. I thought somebody punched me in the nose, and so I started swinging at the tree. Then I shook it off, started walking down the sidewalk, and promptly fell asleep again while walking, went off the sidewalk into the landscaping, walked right into another palm tree, smacked me in the nose again, and I reacted by trying to swing at that tree too.
Oh, no.
No BS. Never done anything like that again.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
Mahoney has got this amazing ability to not give a damn if anyone thinks that he is too lazy.
Nah.
It's not lazy, Dave. My old Pappy Pap, Pap.
Oh, sweet old Pappy Pap, Pap.
Aww.
Pappy Pap, Pap once told me that it's all about working smarter and not harder, Dave. This is not laziness. This is all about efficiency. And I don't take too kindly to you and my fiance teaming up to try to shame me on a weekly basis.
She's not shaming you.
These are for entertainment, but these are all real things that have happened over the course of your relationship with her, and she's got an inside track like nobody else.
That also, it's her way of participating in the show.
She thinks that if she gives these to Dave and we put these out on the air, that I'm going to stop doing these things.
We all know that's not true. Nobody is more impressed with your efficiency than you are.
That's right.
Sarah is joining us this morning. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Are you impressed with Mahoney's laziness / efficiency?
Very impressed.
That's right.
I have got three facts for you from his fiance. Two of them are absolutely true. One of them is untrue. You're just trying to figure out which one is untrue. And if you're able to do that, you'll be our winner today. Okay.
All right.
Fact number one. Mahoney has the new car bug and is shopping around to upgrade the Avalon. Does he care about horsepower? Not really. Gas mileage? Nah. Smooth ride? Nope. His number one criteria, he wants a car that can fit an air mattress in it to take naps whenever he wants, wherever he wants.
So
I think he can nap anywhere without an air mattress.
But think of how much more comfortable it would be with an air mattress. Let's say.
Are you also speccing out cars that have the outlet in the back so that way you have the little inflator thing?
I'm looking at SUVs now. Yeah. That's what's going on. Oh, and wow. The main reason is, so we were at Disneyland a couple weeks ago, and after a vigorous morning of walking around and riding rides, we got a little tired, went back to the parking garage, and wouldn't it be great that we didn't have to drive back to the hotel to get a quick nap?
You could just nap right there.
Right here.
Well, actually, that leads us right along to number two. On our most recent trip to Disneyland, Mahoney somehow convinced me to drive back to the hotel each day we were at the park, which is a 20-minute walk through downtown Disney, and then a 20-minute drive to the hotel, wasting 4.5 hours of park time so he could take himself a 3-plus-hour nap. I like that she did the math on how much of her life you wasted.
She took a nap, too, first and foremost. We were recharging, and we went back.
Recharging.
Huh. We were recharging and went back and hit that park hard, Dave. You know, it's like, and plus we were, you know, that those are the peak times when the park is busy. So by going back and taking a nap, we avoided many of the long lines.
I see. And last but not least, Sarah, you're trying to... She said, last night I came home from work to see the back door ajar, which meant Mahoney was outside enjoying a cigar. I decided to join him as it was a beautiful evening and the weather was nice, but I found him fully asleep on the patio furniture with a lit cigar with an inch of ash dangling off the edge of the couch over a pile of dry leaves.
She was the one who made me buy that patio furniture.
How is it her fault?
It's very expensive patio
furniture. Do you want to tell Sarah what you do with that patio furniture? You've gotten so lazy now that he bought some covers to cover the patio furniture with.
Because the Vegas sun will destroy stuff.
Yeah, they just leave anything outside in any climate. Done. And it's going to get wrecked, but especially in Las Vegas. But now Mahoney's gotten to the point where he's so lazy, he doesn't take the covers off.
It doesn't change how comfortable it is.
So he just sits on top of the
They're really hard to put on.
All right,
On top of that, Dave, I had a beverage or two. It was a Friday after a long, hard day of work, and I just wanted to treat myself.
Just unwinding.
Just kind of was see. Enjoying my I music see. And nod it off.
I see.
Aww.
Yesterday wasn't Friday.
My Friday.
No, it's not. All right, Sarah, so it's up to you. Is it the new car bug with the air mattress? Is it the 4.5 hours wasted at Disneyland? Or is it the outside smoking a cigar on the back patio almost burning down the house? Which one is not true? Two out of these three, absolutely true.
All right. I believe the third one is true because a comfortable patio set is definitely a place I can imagine finding him passed out. Number two and one. I think number two is the false, because taking that much time out to take a nap does not seem very efficient with time management, which Mahoney claims to be so good at.
Are you sure about that, Sarah? Because I am an annual pass holder at Disneyland and know how these things work intricately.
Oh, man.
What?
Crap.
Intricately?
I said intricately.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Okay. I'm being official with my words. I'm just leaving out parts of it. You know what I mean? It's like contractions.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. I don't know if you're trying to trick me or trying to help me here, Mahoney.
He wouldn't try to trick you. He's trying to help.
I'll change it to number one, then.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Good Lord.
Oh, no.
I'm sticking to my gut, number two.
Aaron.
Aaron. I'm sorry. That's incorrect, yeah. Yeah, as it turns out, it was actually number three. He did not burn the house down. I actually guessed number three as well, and we were both wrong. So I'm sorry, Sarah, but that means you lose and get nothing.
That's what you get for not trusting me. I was just trying to help. Yep. Help you efficiently win at this game.
Intricately.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So first up today, J.J. Abrams is reportedly trying to fix some Star Wars issues through episode 9. The last two Star Wars were released, The Last Jedi, which continued the main narrative of the Skywalker saga, as well as Solo, a Star Wars story. The latter was the second standalone film in the franchise, which explained the backstories behind characters like Han Solo and Lando and Chewbacca. And Solo was a box office disappointment, and so they are trying to make some tweaks. I trust J.J. Abrams to get it right,
though. Which is crazy because it made almost $400 million worldwide, Solo did.
Yeah.
And it's considered a box office failure at this point. I don't know if you had a chance to see it or not. I thought it was okay. I didn't love the guy who played Solo, you know, but I thought...
I never saw it.
I thought Donald Glover was an amazing Lando.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty entertaining movie, and I think Mother of Dragons was in it, whatever her name is, Emilia Clarke.
I know, her name is Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Khaleesi.
Mother of Dragons.
Yes.
Mother of Dragons.
That's how she's but referred to.
J.J. Abrams has a really good ability of making franchises relevant again and making them good, you know.
Deadwood is starting filming as well. 12 returning cast members and a new one as well. So Deadwood, the movie, is going to start filming. Again, 12 returning cast members and a new one. So if you're a fan of Deadwood on HBO, prematurely ended, and it's going to become a movie now. So hopefully that'll offer some closure to people that were big fans of that show.
If you have never had the chance to watch Deadwood, because it was years ago before like the HBO streaming service was available, so you'd probably have to go out and buy it on DVD. It was one of the best television series out there. Al Swearengen, the guy, Ian McShane, who plays him, is probably the best like villain slash good guy who you're rooting for in all of television. And the fact that they're coming back and making a movie 12 years later is phenomenal.
So Brad and Angelina preparing for a custody trial. This should be fun. They're going to go head-to-head in the custody trial, which begins next month. The custody trial is set to begin December 4th, and the two parents could not be further apart. Angelina wants sole physical custody of their six kids. Brad wants 50-50 joint custody, so this is probably going to drag out in court and be great for everyone.
Just sounds like it.
Yeah, they have filed docs with the L.A. Superior Court judge to give them until next June to hash out their bitter divorce. With the help of a private judge, the custody trial should take somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks, and the judge has to sort it all out. In addition to custody, the private judge needs to handle the property settlement. There is not a prenup. So, I mean, they both were so well off, though.
Both of them are super A-list, super rich, you know, at that point. Yeah. You know, you're just kind of, neither one of them are going to be destitute or lose that much money in the divorce. But
and they'll both continue to print money, too. Like, they'll be fine.
It's just kind of crazy that she wants sole custody and doesn't want to give him any sort of custody of those kids whatsoever.
That's pretty dirty.
The fact that they're airing a lot of it out in the tabloids as well.
Well, the whole thing about like him like getting aggressive physically with one of the kids, which was debunked.
That was her allegation.
Yeah, and like it's just like, what are you doing? Like, that's a kid's father. Don't air that out. Like, what? Yeah. It's bad for the whole family. I think Angelina is just kind of a dirtbag.
I don't think, as far as celebrities go, who were like, you know, A-list and like some of the most looked up to celebrities in the world, but just got crazy.
Yeah, just went off.
Like, you started believing your own.
She started thinking like she was a princess and like Princess Diana and going around saving the world and like bring your kids into like war zones.
But it went like a completely opposite direction.
You're an actress. Relax.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Fantastic movie.
Not real. And last but not least, do you guys know who Gigi and Bella Hadid are?
Yeah, yes. They're the models.
Big models. They're, they're super models, and they're really, really successful. Mm-hmm. Their dad?
Muhammad Hadid?
Muhammad Ali,
Muhammad Hadid.
Muhammad
The reason I know him is because his wife, his ex-wife, was on The Real Housewives of Beverly.
Oh, was she? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, he...
Yolanda Hadid.
I guess had a steamy 3-year affair with an aspiring model that is the same age as his famous daughters. He is an older pop, so he is 70 years old. His daughters are 25. He flew this 25-year-old aspiring model on a private jet, stayed in luxurious hotels across Europe from 2014 to 2017. And he's very well off, which is how his daughters got famous, is that they were kind of socialites. He's a multimillionaire real estate mogul who just turned 70. Well, now some of the text messages are starting to come out between him and this 25-year-old.
I read all of them. I could not stop. Scandalous on this 25-year-old model's part to release all these.
Yeah.
But I also think that there's parts of it that he kind of wanted these released as well, because there's some stuff in there about the size of his stuff.
Oh, really?
That's the biggest I've ever seen. And, like,
you're
oh, my God.
Release it! Release it now!
Do it.
Send them out before she sees any more.
I still got
it now.
But he was saying some pretty weird stuff.
So she in the text messages said, I wanted to experience an older man. And of course, he was attractive. And he sent her a text message back. And this is the line that really gets me.
Okay.
I would love to eat pierogies off your body. If you don't know what pierogies are, they're...
It's a potato. It's a potato. It's
like, why would you want to eat a potato?
It's just like a little potato thing.
Like,
that you,
why are you eating potatoes
would you eat that off
my body?
Body?
I mean, they are delicious. Don't knock it till you try it, man.
I've never had a pierogi off of a body or any sort of potato. I mean,
a 25-year-old body. Maybe it's better.
I'll just put this out there right now. If anybody on the show or the station wants to eat a pierogi off of my body, hey, I'll be your platter.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have you guys ever run into a person that is so stupid that you're surprised that they've made it this far without dying? Like, I'm pretty stupid, but some of the people that I've run into over the years make me look like Einstein.
Message deleted.
Every single day. I am astounded by the stupidity of other people. And mostly it's showcased on the road while driving. Like, how can you be that oblivious to everyone else around you? How is that possible?
Why are you looking at me?
No reason. You're just the worst driver out of all of us. That's all.
Did you ever notice that you don't ever meet really, really, really dumb old people?
Because they've all gotten wiped out.
Like, you meet old people who don't know technology. And right. They might be confused there, but they're not stupid.
I don't know. There's a lot of pretty dumb old racist people.
They're dying out quickly, though.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I like that.
See you never.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Soup stains. You guys okay with them or no? I mean, what about at a restaurant? I have an older dishwasher, and yeah, sometimes my dishes come out with soap stains. I put them right in the cabinet with the stains. I mean, if anything, it proves they were cleaned.
Message deleted.
Nope.
No.
Clean it off.
No, that means you just didn't take the time to wipe it down.
Yeah, I mean,
or air dry.
A dish is either clean or it's not, and there being soap residue all over it is not going to jive with my tasty meal that I'm about to put on it.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Your house is disgusting, sir. You're going to die young from being so stupid.
I know people who don't use soap. How do you guys feel about that?
Soap is the only thing that actually cleans the dish.
They're just using water?
They just use water.
Water does not disinfect.
It doesn't do anything.
Ian, what?
Oh, boy.
I used to be that guy when I was city living. I used to do that.
Well, they didn't have
because,
soap?
Because
they
the
didn't
city,
have soap in the city?
Well, the city I was living in had the best tap water in the country. So Chicago, notorious for having, well, not notorious, but, you know, constantly said to have the best tap water in the country, so I saved money.
Commonly said about Chicago? I'd never heard that before.
I've never heard that.
Do your research.
Chicago has great. I always heard New York City has great tap water.
I feel like there could be a really crappy spinoff show called Soap in the City.
Oh,
yeah.
Why'd that make me all tingly? I'm excited for
you on that.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. But I was doing it
to be
economical.
Dirty, but we like to keep it clean.
That's all.
Now you're in.
Yeah.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This morning, I clogged the toilet in my hotel room, and it was, you know, I took a dump. And anyways, it's clogged. I called for a plunger. It's been an hour now, and still no one's brought me one, and I have to leave. Do I just leave the toilet clogged with that mess, or what do I do? I mean, I called. What do I do?
Message deleted.
Yeah, man. If you've waited an hour for it, I mean, first off, I get why they're not rushing up there to encounter your ass. But if you've waited an hour for it,
I think it's safe to leave.
Yeah, you've done your work.
As someone who has been around a toilet that has been clogged at a hotel before,
uh-huh.
It is a very embarrassing because they don't give you the plunger.
No.
They should.
There should be plungers. There's some guy who's the newest maintenance guy on the team that gets sent up to unclog the toilet, and you have to like sheepishly open the door and be like, "It's over here."
But they should have a plunger in the bathroom anyway.
There should be a plunger in there. So it's later on in the show. So my fiance is at work and most of her coworkers are as well.
Oh, super.
So we were at a hotel not too long ago.
And she clogged it up.
And she clogged that thing up. It may have been clogged before, we don't know, but she was the one who used it, and then it was clogged. Made me take the bullet with the guy.
the maintenance guy, when I called down, I had to call down and go, I've clogged the toilet. Can you send somebody up? And then, you know, open the door and like having to just like take that shame blame, knowing that it wasn't me, but like, this is how much I love you that I'm willing to be judged.
You know that you put that in your pocket. Did you?
Have you not used it?
One day I'm going to call this back as a get out of jail free card.
Have you not used it?
I haven't used it yet, but the worst part about
it. But there is one.
After it's done, like, you have to tip as well. You have to tip. Oh, yeah. You don't not tip a guy who just unclogged.
That makes sense.
I guess you're probably
right. I wouldn't even think about that.
If you're
going
to drop somebody who drops your bags off, you got to tip somebody who's cleaning up your drop bags.
Yeah.
At least $2.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
This is super creepy. Sylvia, from a female's perspective, tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
There is a maker of adult dolls, if you want to call them that, right?
Okay.
And single men are asking Jade Stanley, the owner and the founder, to secretly make them artificial versions of girls they have crushes on.
Oh, that is the creepiest thing. I wonder if, like, the guys, like, to add in, like, another level of creepiness, if they, like, enhance things. If, like, they enhance their features or whatever.
Does that make it, I mean, is
that's
it possible?
That's going to be, like, extra
is
creepy.
Is it possible to be even creepier than this?
Just do that.
So this firm makes customized dolls for men and women who wish to create dolls in the likeness of real people. Jade said nothing is off limits, including carbon copies of people who have no knowledge of their appearance being replicated in doll form. She said, that's a concern, and I wouldn't want to cause myself any litigation problems, but at the end of the day, it's just a likeness.
That also.
So it's like wearing a mask of a president on Halloween.
No, because that also feels like stalker tendencies.
You're not banging the mask of a president on Halloween.
And plus, it's just the mask.
Randy Quaid. If you remember that a few years back. I'm not shocked that they don't require somebody to get permission. Because who's going to say, hey, you know what? I was thinking about making a sex doll that looks just like you. Can I get you to sign this legal document right here?
Probably not going to happen. These dolls are pretty pricey, though. So people are plunking down $5,200.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
That is a car.
Yeah.
That's a car.
But the thing is, people would drop that money. Like, creepy ass people.
I mean, I don't understand. You have more money than you have since if you are spending $5,200 on a doll that you are going to do unspeakable things to.
Earlier today, we played the pug that was getting its nails clipped, and I want to circle back to this because it blended beautifully with the donkey opera singer. The donkey opera singer came to us yesterday. It's a donkey that can't make a normal noise, and so it sounds like it's singing. And when mixed with the opera Madame Butterfly, it's beautiful. Well, the pug getting its nails cut is hilarious in its own right. And again, this dog's not getting hurt. It's just overly dramatic. And so we asked Ian to do a mashup of the pug, the donkey, and the opera all together. Would you like to hear it?
Please grace us with this wonderful sounding mashup, Dave. This just in, breaking news, that pug just signed a long-term deal with Hakkasan.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Some tickets for A Perfect Circle up for grabs. They are coming to town to play over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on November the 18th. Here is today's question, 702-791-1075, if you know the answer.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
He bought some covers to cover the patio furniture with, but now Mahoney's gotten to the point where he's so lazy he doesn't. Yes. Mahoney's laziness taken to the next level, and it has to do with his patio furniture. What does Mahoney do? What is his new habit with his patio furniture that, once again, just another display of his efficiency, as he calls it? Yes. Here's a good ticket. Perfect Circle is going to be over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on November the 18th. And Mahoney, if you never had a chance to see a Perfect Circle, they're not as weird on stage as Tool is.
I love Tool and APC and Pucifer, all the Maynard's projects.
Yeah, man. They're all just a little bit different though. So if you're a Tool fan, you certainly appreciate a Perfect Circle. And you know, if you're a Perfect Circle fan, you kind of know what to expect going in. It's not like a Tool show where you're just gonna stand in the back of the stage and
be behind a scrim the entire time.
Huh. Yeah. Doesn't even want to look at the audience.
That's why I love APC. A little bit more rock and roll, Dave.
X107.5, good morning. What does Mahoney do with his patio furniture for tickets to A Perfect Circle?
Did you just buy new ones?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he bought new ones, but that's not the right answer, though.
Huh. Good try, though.
Thanks for playing. Good try. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Jeremiah.
What?
Jeremiah?
Jeremiah?
Jeremiah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you from the Bible?
Jeremiah.
What is the correct answer?
He doesn't remove the covering.
There you go.
It's just uncomfortable. Cushions are under there. And I'm keeping it protected from the elements.
From your elements?
I'm like an old person, you know? It's like your grandma keeps the plastic on a couch.
I've never really fully understood why grandmas do that. I mean, it's like, are you saving it for?
To make it like pristine.
When her friends come over, not the family.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I was just never there when the plastic came off. Oh.
No, it's protecting that couch from you. You're spilling Kool-Aid everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.